Good evening and welcome to the Stratford Culleton's True Champions. I'm your host, Henry Hatterline. Tonight on the program, we'll begin our look at another Culleton OHA Championship team in 1989-90. But first, we'll continue our look at the 85-86 Culleton team. And to start that off, here's Stratford Beacon Herald sports editor, John Kastner.
The most interesting thing about that team is their balance was amazing. They had all three centers scored 50 goals, which, you know, I don't think anybody in this league, I think there's been maybe four players in the last 10 years scored 50 goals. They had three on one team. And the other thing about that team, which was really a bit of an aberration for a Culleton team, is that they were real tough. Traditionally, Stratford teams have been very talented, which that team was, but they were also very tough. Mm-hmm. They played a absolutely brutal series with Streetsville Derbies.
And they blew them out four straight. And that particular series, the first game was in Stratford, and it was a one-sided hockey game. It was something like 8-2 or 9-2 that Stratford was leading. And Streetsville decided it's time to play some games again. So they have three or four players in the penalty box. We have three or four in the penalty box, and they all come out at the same time, and a riot ensues. I mean, everybody on the ice is involved in this thing. And, of course, Streetsville had won their league through straight intimidation. They just beat everybody else up in the league. They didn't play hockey. They just beat the daylights out of them. And, you know, we had known Streetsville's reputation. That fight that took place on the ice with every player on the ice involved in it, Stratford lost one fight. Every other one were decisive Stratford victories. They beat the Streetsville Derbies in a street brawl. You know, they played Streetsville's game there, and you could see as Streetsville was leaving the ice, being ejected from the hockey game, these players that are on the ice, they're going past their own bench. All the heads are down. Players on the bench, they've got a look of amazement on them. They can't believe what's happened. It hasn't happened to this team all year long. That was a series. It was all over. Streetsville tried a couple more shenanigans down in Streetsville, which met with similar results. The Streetsville team was suspended for a year following that series. OHA came down, ruled hard against them. Stratford didn't even get a slap on the wrist from that. There's no question who was the instigator of this whole affair, and basically was self-defense for Stratford. But what I'm saying is that this team not only was a scoring team, they had physical presence as well. They could match, they could play any type of game. They were unquestionably the best Junior B team.
After winning the OHA Championship in 85-86, the Culletons would lose out in the OHA quarterfinals in 86-87, the league semifinals in 87-88, and the league finals in 88-89. Then in 1989-90, it was time to celebrate another Sutherland Cup championship.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
It was a little different team than Stratford was accustomed to having. They had more grinder players on that particular team, players like Andre Prevost, who they brought over from St. Mary's, Paul Coffel, and Scott Shackleton, Brad Spry, who was a local kid. Their imports were good, though. Chris McDonald, he was from the East Coast and went on to the University of Illinois at Chicago. Pete Harding, he could hardly skate, but boy, he had a heart of gold and played the game hard. And Jamie Hartnett, I guess, was the best offensive player in 89-90 for the Culletons on that particular team. But I can't forget Rob LeBlanc either. Boy, what a find he was. And actually, you got to credit Denny for that one.
We always play against the Junior C All-Stars. They always bring Stratford in after Christmas time. And that year when we played... this one player was really outstanding for their All-Star team, and it turned out to be Rod LeBlanc. Well, right after we got back from Stratford and got kind of settled down a bit, you know, I gave Rod a call, and he seemed interested in Stratford, and I kept on after him, and finally we got him down here to Stratford. But he is another real great player for us, and I think he was instrumental in us winning the championship that year.
Here is Culleton play-by-play announcer Bob Smith.
What another Sutherland Cup 1989-90 when they... finished up top of the league, beat Waterloo in a pretty good series, and then went on to play the Chatham Micmacs, as they were known at that time. It was a strange series. It was a real homer series, and they were one-sided games. And Stratford won maybe four or five goals in the opening game of the series. Go down to Chatham thinking this series is going to be a breeze. They lose by four or five goals. Come back to Stratford and win big again. Go down to Chatham, same thing. They lose again, and kind of scratching your head wondering how you can be that good at home and that poor on the road. Both teams have the same problems. The first six games are like that. They're homer games and one-sided games, and then all of a sudden it's game seven in Stratford, and, you know, Stratford figures they've got this one in the bag then. They've beaten Chatham soundly here on Stratford Ice three times previously, and we end up with a classic hockey game that goes into double overtime. The winner of this is going on to the Sutherland Cup against St. Catharines, probably going to win the Sutherland Cup. The loser, they're going to be scratching their head wondering how on earth they lost a series where they won three one-sided hockey games, but they go to overtime, and then they go to double overtime.
And if you don't remember the outcome of that game, then you'll have to listen into our next program. I'm Henry Hatterlein saying thank you for listening to the Stratford Culletons True Champions.